Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. When Erin Breed and her 5-year-old daughter went to the bookstore together, they hit a wall. Plenty of princesses and dolls and pink lipstick on girls' magazines. But where were the pirates or the space explorers? So with Erin's experience in publishing and her daughter's enthusiasm, they decided to start a different kind of magazine for girls. And others agreed. Within 30 days, the Kickstarter campaign to launch Kazoo Magazine became the most successful journalism project in crowdfunding history. Turns out there's a lot of interest for the 5-10 set that promise cool, fun, imaginative stories and activities developed and inspired and created by women and girls. Erin Breed is a former Condé Nast editor, author of 3 books, and most recently founder and editor and chief of Kazoo, a magazine for girls who aren't afraid to make some noise. And she has 2 daughters that fit that description. So Erin, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you for having me.
So what makes Kazoo different than what you did see on the newsstand?
Oh, well, that fateful day when my daughter and I went to the newsstand, we saw, like you said, a wall of magazines with princesses and dolls and little girls wearing makeup. And when we left the store, my daughter was completely uninterested. On our walk home, I just grew increasingly angry about it. I cannot believe this is the best message. This is the best we have to offer our girls. And so I decided somebody had to do something about it. Thinking about it. And then eventually I realized, well, I guess that somebody has to be me. This is what I do for a living. I've spent my career in magazines. So that is how Kazoo was born. Every story in the issue is either developed or inspired by top women in their field, from scientists to athletes to chefs to artists. And that in particular is what sets Kazoo apart.
Is it only women who have worked and contributed to the magazine so far?
Yeah, exactly. We like to highlight female role models because there's such an absence of them in our culture at large. If you look at Congress, if you look at movies, if you look at even children's books, there was a recent study that found boy characters are twice as likely as girl characters to appear in the title of a book. So I think it's important to have that visibility for girls, to show them that they can do anything, they can be anything. Here are all these women who are doing it before you.
Something else I noticed, no pictures.
Yes, I thought that was very important. I wanted our readers to be lost in their own experience and lost in the story. So if they're making paletas, we have a recipe on how to make Mexican ice pops from a New York chef, Danny Gerson. But if they're making these popsicles, I want them to make the popsicles and eat the popsicles and enjoy them and not worry about how they look while they're eating their popsicle or making their popsicle. And I felt like by removing pictures of girls in the magazine, our readers would better be able to be lost in their own experience and not compare themselves with anyone else, not feel like they're doing it right or wrong, or they should do it one way or another.
Or they should be wearing lip gloss.
Right.
You mentioned Fanny Gerson. You've had some really influential contributors in the first issue. Alison Bechdel, author of Fun Home, has a new comic. List goes on. I mean, how did you approach these women about contributing?
Many of these women I approached out of the blue before we even had our Kickstarter funded. And every single one said, yes, what can I do? What do you need from me? Allison, I happen to have she happens to be a friend of mine. But I had asked her to do a very simple tutorial of how to draw a cat. And I had envisioned, you know, draw the circle for a head, 2 triangles for ears, an oval for the body, like something very simple. She thought about it and thought about it and said, you know what, I don't think there's one right way to draw a cat. I don't think that's the message we should be giving people. She went away for a couple of weeks. She came back with this amazing comic on how to draw a cat, where she says it's difficult to trace them. It's difficult to capture them, have them sit still. So you just got to do your best, throw a head, ears, tail on, and you're good.
It sounds like an amazing first issue. Are you going to be able to keep it up, and how frequently?
Well, we are publishing quarterly, so 4 times a year as we get started. We have our next issue lined up. We're doing how to make a pinhole camera, and we have advice from photographer Catherine Opie, whose work hangs in every major museum all around the world. We have a color by dot with artist Polly Applebaum, who has worked in MoMA and the Whitney. We have Q&A on writing with New York Times number 1 bestseller Jennifer Weiner. The list goes on and on. It's so exciting to be able to do these stories and see how they touch our readers' lives.
Erin Breed is with us. She's a mother of two daughters who found that none of the magazines at the bookstore seemed to speak to her girls, who were not that interested in having glossier hair. So she's launched her own magazine, Kazoo, a magazine for girls who are not afraid to make some noise. And this is a print-only magazine, right? Have I got that?
It is a print-only magazine. Kids spend so much time in front of screens these days. I don't think there's a parent in the world who says, I want my kid to have more screen time. And what's more, Kazoo is a magazine that's meant to be not just read, but used. I mean, your magazine will be cut and colored and folded and glittered and all of these things. And you don't want your child to do that to your iPad. There's still something very special about print. And I think kids really like to hold something in their hands that they can keep and manipulate and feel.
I remember Highlights magazine. I think that's the only one I could remember from a kid being
right.
A kid. Well, there are, we've heard a lot of statistics about what happens to girls in middle school, right? That they stop being interested in science and math specifically. How about this kind of 5 to 10 age group, the target readers of Kazoo? What do we know about how they're learning and what they're looking for?
Yeah, I think when you go to any playground, for example, and you look at how girls behave on the playground, they are loud, they are strong, they're fast, they're swinging from the monkey bars, they're laughing, they're being silly, they're being messy, all of these wonderful things, they're completely unselfconscious. And that's what I want Kazoo to reinforce in them. I want to reinforce in them what they already know, that they can be anything. They can be smart and strong and adventurous and silly. They can want to know about science and art and engineering, everything. The world is open to them. And so by the time they get to adolescence, when these messages start to really seep in and their confidence starts to be tested, I want them to look back on their time reading Kazoo and feel like more likely to question anyone who makes them feel like they aren't doing something right than they are to question themselves.
Well, I was looking at the Kazoo website, and you do talk there about representation in media, which is a very big topic over the past few years. So what is your take on why representation matters so much now for girls and women?
I've noticed even just this past week, there was a story on social media that had legs that was getting passed around where they covered two magazines side by side. It was Girls' Life and Boys' Life, and everyone was outraged by the difference between them and what they were presenting to their reader. And I'm happy that people are outraged by this, but it is nothing new. I mean, it happens every month all the time, and it has been going on for years and years. But at Kazoo, we're not focusing on what other people were doing. We're focusing on being ourselves. We want to be a new voice on the newsstand for girls to encourage them to be smart, strong, fierce, and above all, true to themselves, whoever that may be.
Erin Breed, she is the founder and editor-in-chief of Kazoo, a magazine for girls who are not afraid to make some noise. Thank you so much for joining us, Erin.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you can find more on Kazoo magazine at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.